burger chains, the famous ones all across the globe.
Oof, that's unscripted. Favorite, I know top of mind.
That went out of being a kid-driven concept.
I know your experience already. I've seen it,
not
I've watched
fan,
it.
Not a fan at all.
I am.
Have you had a tour of the burger places in Dubai? I've discovered a fast food chain in Malaysia.
Afraid or competition or any of that. I know what I can do. I know my capabilities.
Welcome to another episode of Burgers Unscripted. Burgers, burger chains, the famous ones all across the globe. France, USA, Brazil, Canada, and way beyond. We're gonna talk about burger chains, the famous ones, and the less famous. The ones you like, the ones with all the stories about them. Welcome to another episode of Burgers Unscripted. What's your favorite?
Favorite? Oof, that's unscripted. Favorite? I know top of mind, when you say the word burgers and you say chains, McDonald's for me. McDonald's. Burger King. You've got Rally. You've got In-N-Out.
Jack in the Box.
You got Jack in the Box. You got Carl's Jr., which is basically Hardee's.
Wimpy.
Wimpy, yeah, of course. There's so many. There's so many burger places. Do they all offer Jack in the Box? Do they all offer similar, let's say, quality, price point, feeling, experience? I say no. I say some of them do things better, others do things worse and whatnot. But yeah, it's insane how many burger chains there are. You mentioned France, Brazil. It's global. Burgers are global.
Let's tell them a couple of stories about burgers. So McDonald's made burgers famous.
Yeah.
McDonald's didn't invent burgers, but took burgers to the next level. McDonald's today serves more than 69 million burgers daily. Imagine.
Daily,
okay? So this is more than many populations of the world. This is more than anyone would imagine. McDonald's opens a shop every 14 hours. McDonald's is the next level. McDonald's invented and created drive-through back probably 40 years ago. And ever since, fast food culture changed. Burgers took a fast forward leap. It has become the most famous sandwich in the world. It is today the most famous sandwich in the world. And McDonald's has, even though we'll talk about the real estate company and not the burger company and everything in between, but McDonald's has created that burger phenomenon, which pushed the famous normal burger or fine dining burger, gourmet burgers, all the way to fast food, elevating, reinventing, pushing on quality and making what McDonald's is today.
Absolutely, and McDonald's, one more thing on their, let's say their principle, every McDonald's is profitable. Meaning if it's not, head office has the right to shut you down, which is I mean, fantastic if you're McDonald's, you know what I mean? Maybe not too fantastic if you're the owner of that franchise, but that's interesting concept. Like, so they make sure that it's working. You know, back in the day, you go to the McDonald's, you make sure to go into the bathroom before you order. Clean, the schedule, when was it last checked? Indication, go get the food. So, I mean, it actually was the founding father of what we know today, fast food.
What happened to Burger King? Burger King tried to compete with McDonald's. Burger King was the biggest competitor of McDonald's worldwide. And then things happened, things changed. I've had many not so good experiences around the world. The bread or the bun is not always the freshest ever. The meat doesn't have the same quality. I've had a different one in Lebanon, way different in London, on the bad side. Never the same in America. So there's...
Yeah, I had similar experiences with Burger King. Burger King, when it first started, it was called something like Insta, something like that. And that was the name King. Finally, after a while, there were two brothers, basically, when they opened it. They dropped the charbroiler part and just called it Burger King, which I think was a bold move, fantastic. Similar to Facebook, it was called The Facebook. And then they just said, call it Facebook. So they had a great idea. So talk about evolving. If we go back to when we're talking about evolving. So McDonald's was there and it was doing fantastic. Started as a barbecue joint and whatnot, and then the brothers evolved it into this. How can they compete but not give the exact same product, because they will probably lose every day? the other one was established. They have the SpeedyX at that time, innovation process and procedures. They would lose. Cook it. How to cook it. So they invented the char broiler, which I thought was amazing. They did that. It was great. But I also had similar experiences that it was hit or miss. McDonald's, okay, I can say hit or miss, but like 90 out of the 100, they hit. I'm not sure. Mismanagement, staff not caring, not really being part of the culture of what they're supposed to emanate to the customers and that experience, or just cutting costs to survive.
So McDonald's is one company that has tried in that journey along their time to buy another one and evolved out of burgers and thinking that probably people are going to stop eating burgers. And they invested in Chipotle, and it was one of the they lost a lot, worst investments ever. And then they decided to go out because they wanted to change Chipotle into making it another McDonald's or thinking in the same mindset, and it was a big no. McDonald's have created systems, very high-end systems, higher than the HACCP system. They have created a concept of owning all the restaurants, so it's a 100% real estate investment. McDonald's owns the place or the location, and they rent it out to the franchisee who owns the McDonald's, so it's owned by the person, but at the end, McDonald's owns the land. And they have created that concept that works and still works, evolving, new modernization, different logo, different colors. Fast forward, McDonald's today, or the flagship of McDonald's, is based in Chicago. I've visited several times. The red has been removed. The kitchen is not shown anymore, so they do not care of showing you what's happening inside. The arches, the famous arches, I'm going to say it as is, the famous arches worldwide, globally, for more than 8 billion people are more known than the cross, if you want to say it the way it is. Cutting a bit of the arches, doing 100% sustainable, all solar panel, natural light coming in. That went out of being a kid-driven concept, even though the most sellable toy item or the biggest toy store in the world is also McDonald's selling the kids' meal. But anyway, they have evolved. At a certain point in time, and I've been to that shop, they have created a green McDonald's in Champs-Élysées in Paris, thinking that people are going to go into the salads more. It was a big failure, so they went back to what McDonald's is. On another hand, Burger King is a company that has been bought by Tim Hortons and the same group that has Popeye's Chicken.
Yeah.
And was not managed in the best way possible, I would say. They have changed many CEOs in the States, already 250 stores closed this year. They've tried to compete, and unfortunately, it's not going as good as it should be. I personally love the Whopper without onions. I'm more into the Big King XXL, which is called in Lebanon. Unfortunately, in comparison to McDonald's, every country has a different name. Every country has a different burger. Every country has a different adaptation. So that Big King XXL in Lebanon, which I love because I love the sauce, I love the double cheese, I love how thick it is. Yeah. And I go around the world and say, I want this one. So never heard of it.
Yeah.
We're more on the Whopper. So focus on the Whopper. Okay, Whopper, no onions, two tomato, too much tomatoes in it, in my opinion. So anyway, we're not giving a comparison or praising McDonald's, but just explaining how the things happen. I'm going to fast forward to telling you how McDonald's, an American concept, in France, which was a big no on Coca-Cola, in France you drink wine, was a big no on American culture, how McDonald's has adapted to be part of the French culture, using French potatoes, being on national television on every single national TV in France every single day of the year, opening stores all across, being on every corner of every street, and letting French people think or feel that McDonald's is a French concept. And today McDonald's is a rock and roll in France. Nobody says that American chain. They would come in, eat a burger, enjoy it the French way, and they have the Frenchy burger and the Charolais burger and all of these. Le Big Mac. Yeah. And they created that McDo. So I'm going to McDo, MCDO. And how McDonald's became a French legacy.
Yeah, and you guys all know the Quentin Tarantino's movie, the one I'm talking about, which one, when they're in the car. Fantastic, yeah, McDonald's on that. And I've also noticed the if I don't have a lot of insight on it, but there's a company called Quik. Quik, I see it on every corner, and wherever I see Quik, in my head mentally, may not be physically, I see a Burger King.
Like, so the rise of Quik and the fall of Quik. Quik is a Belgian company that entered the French market and created that French feel of being a competitor to McDonald's.
Belgium, you said?
Belgium, basically. So they went all away, all across, and then one day Burger King, with that famous story of going out of the French market for decades. You never had Burger King in France. It was once, long time ago, a mistake happened, and then out of the market. So Burger King want to come back. How do I come back? Let me buy Quik. So they bought Quik in 2016 or 2018, tried to close Quik and open Burger King. So they got the real estate.
Yeah,
they got
the locations.
And then the French government, looking at it from, it's wrong, wait, Quik is part of the culture, rebought back Quik. If you look at Quik for the last 3 years, which I've been visiting France a lot, almost all of them have closed. Closing Quik and opening Burger King at their place. So Burger King, the comeback of Burger King in France, trying to become a competitor to McDonald's, didn't work much, but yet they came back to the market. And the easiest way of going in is, instead of searching for new locations, let us buy Quik out, and they managed to do it. So Quik went down from hundreds to dozens location, and so on and so forth. While McDonald's, you cannot compete. In France, you can probably... Yeah. I think it's one of the best countries operating after USA. So, and this was the big thing.
Yeah. Their expansion, McDonald's expansion plan was, you know, bar none, and it's still going, obviously. Like we said, they close whatever's not working, whatever's working, they keep it and push it. Yeah, amazing.
What? Let's go to Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys, yes.
I thought you were hard, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw in my in and out.
Oh. Yeah,
and I have to. I know your experience already. I've seen it.
Not a fan at all.
I am. Yeah.
So tell me about In-N-Out.
In-N-Out for us, and I say us as Californian. It's part of our DNA. Honestly, it's that much entrenched in our lives. The beauty of having a simple menu, you know, a single, a double, and a three-way. I think maybe they have a quadro right now, but that's it. With cheese, without cheese. Secret menu that's not so secret, animal style. Fries, milkshake, strawberry, chocolate. Like, amazing. And we would get up, you're saying in the morning, we'd get up Sunday, being out Saturday night. The best remedy for a late night is to go get yourself a double-double, animal style. And drive-through. So we enjoyed going to the drive-through. And if you have noticed, the lines of people waiting to get themselves a burger is insane out there. So I mean, for us, it's fresh ingredients, never frozen, and it's boasted and put. And simplicity is what it is. The fries, yes, everybody complains about the fries, but you just go there and tell them, I want it crispy. Just say that, I want it crispy. And you can get yourself a decent fry. I don't want to say the best fry, but the bread, the sauce, everything about it—it's an experience. I think more than anything. And since we grew up with it, it was always West Coast, In-N-Out, East Coast, Five Guys. I like Five Guys too, and I love Five Guys. I can say it, but they're both dear to my heart for sure.
Let's agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not a fan at all of In-N-Out. I'm going to tell you my perspective of the story. The meat is dry. It doesn't have enough sauce. The bun is not as soft as it should be. Yes, long waiting lines. When you go into when you see two places, two drive-throughs, In-N-Out versus McDonald's. McDonald's would have 10 cars. In-N-Out would have 100 cars. Yeah. In-N-Out is 100% Californian company, family owned, with only one store outside of California in Las Vegas. And all the rest, they are not interested to go anywhere else. They're all in on the California thing. And
why? To make sure everything is done proper, consistency of ingredients, to have a stronghold on what the customers get. So central kitchens, obviously, everywhere, and they ship everything out to make sure that what you get at an In-N-Out is exactly what you're going to get at any other In-N-Out. I ask you, next time you're in LA, if I'm there, we will go together and we'll give it one more try, because the experience is insane.
I've done enough one more tries. In-N-Out is wrong. I'm not
sure. In-N-Out is out for you, right?
I'm not sure why California. You know what? You know why Californians like it?
Why?
One, because it's Californian.
Of course.
Two, because it touches somewhere in your heart. It's like a Lebanese liking a menushi. It's exactly the same. Because you feel that, okay, family owned, but Chick-fil-A is family owned and whoever, everything is family owned nowadays. So what makes it special? I'm not sure. The fries are ridiculously bad. The burger is ridiculously dry. No. Sauces are needed all across.
I can't hear this anymore. let's move to Five Guys. I can't. Now you're touching my veins. Five Guys. First time, I'll tell you the first time I had it.
Yeah.
The first time I had Five Guys, I was, where was I? I was in London, not sure where, or East Coast. No, we were in East Coast. We had it in Chicago or New York, one of those two. Very good experience, to be honest. I really enjoyed it. It's like I'm gonna counter what I'm gonna say about In-N-Out. The beef was juicy, the bun was on par, you know, the veggies were on point.
Not an In-N-Out.
No. Always In-N-Out, In-N-Out, In-N-Out. But no, Five Guys is for me is very good.
Let me tell you something about Five Guys which people probably don't focus on and don't look at.
Five Guys and a Girl.
Five Guys. No, Five Guys.
Because there's a girl also and a woman.
Yeah.
The wife.
as the brand.
Yeah.
Is probably one of the few brands in the world where they love pictures.
They love?
Pictures.
Photos.
The kitchen is open, wide open. There is nothing between you and your burger. There is not even a metal pole. There is nothing between you and the burger, not even a screen, where it's made for you to take pictures of. At Five Guys, they want you to take pictures of what's happening. They want you to share. It has been created in a way where the best hood ever, so no bad smells. The grill is always shiny, glossy, white, stainless steel. The French fries always look super fresh and hand cut. There is nothing frozen. And you want to take your camera and film everything. It's also one of the few places in the world that understood that you should not turn your back to the customer. So burgers are made in front of you. Usually when you go into a coffee shop, give it a comparison, the coffee machine is put at the back. So the barista would turn his back to you. So what would you see? His back.
His back.
Not even your coffee. At Starbucks, the coffee machines are in front. So you would at least look at the eyes of the person doing it, even though you don't see your coffee because it's covered by the machine. At Five Guys, behind that glass wall, you would see your burger being done. Fresh ingredients, you would see the meat, you would see and feel that there is nothing greasy that goes around. You would see your tomatoes being done, you would see the quantity of ketchup, and then that wrapping. So Five Guys, yes, from a quality perspective, they have managed to create not a competition, the competition to McDonald's. It's double the price everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So when you pay $7, you pay $14. The average cost, I've seen it around, is $17 versus 17 euros. Yeah. So it's on the 17 thing. The McDonald's are on the 7, 8, 9, depends. And they have created a more elevated, even fast casual or fast food, super juicy, homey feel, doesn't have 0% of synthetic feeling. So look back at the McDonald's, the bread done in a mold feels synthetic in a way or another. Yeah. It feels that it's not fresh. At Five Guys, they all feel homey.
And I do agree. Two words I'm going to tell you. I want to see what you're going to say. Fuddruckers. Johnny Rockets.
Very bad. Very bad. I had a very I had a very bad experience at Fuddruckers in Lebanon.
Oh, Lebanon. Okay.
And they opened in Lebanon. Didn't last long. I was writing reviews back then. It's still online. You can read it at nagualeknowns.com. And I wrote a very, very, very bad review.
Wow.
And I got bashed for it. Got many calls for it. Remove it or we send a lawyer to your way, etc. And back then I said, okay, what the hell these guys are doing? On the Johnny Rockets side, I used to have Johnny Rockets 10 years ago.
Yes.
And I first had it on a cruise ship. And then with the evolution of my palate and the evolution of the knowledge and the evolution of the thousands of burgers I've had later, I cannot stand it now anymore.
It's amazing. Johnny Rockets for me was one of the first, well, Fuddruckers was one of the first burgers that elevated me from the fast food. It was insanely good. Before 2000.
We don't want to know your age.
Before 2000.
So did you have it again today?
No, the last time I had it was probably 6 years ago, and it wasn't the same, that for sure. But I'm telling you that I can, the impact have left me to say it now was amazing, because it was a thick burger, juicy. The bun was, when you talk about bun and freshness, they make it right in front of you. It had a very distinct flavor because of the butter that they did. Fuddruckers was seriously one of the best burgers that I personally had at that time. Johnny Rockets, let's zoom in here, UAE. It was Johnny Rockets before all of our friends that came from Shake Shack to Five Guys to all of the ones we see now, the homegrown ones, whatever. It was Johnny Rockets. They were leading the way.
Is it still the same?
No. But they had a decent burger, not even better than decent. It was a good burger, number 12, always number 12. None of the shredded lettuce thing, it was a proper lettuce. And the red sauce, fantastic. So I think they deserve to be part of the group of helped push and evolve this
burger. I can
say
the same, and I can ask you the same question about two, Planet Hollywood and Hard Rock Cafe.
Planet Hollywood, I never had a good experience, no matter when. Or what, when it opened, when it was opened, before it closed. Hard Rock Cafe, for sure, but Hard Rock Cafe, for me, it goes back to what you were saying earlier with Burger King. Hit or miss. This Hard Rock Cafe is great food. This one, I will never go back again.
It didn't evolve well.
No, it did not evolve well at all. But the Hard Rock Cafe was famous for the burgers. They were the ones who kind of started the legendary of, I think they're called legendary burgers, something like that. We have Burgers of the World, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely.
Tricky question. We've talked about everyone and all of them around the world. Tell me about salt.
Salt. Oh gosh, the emails are going to come, the phone calls are going to come. This is unscripted. Not a fan. Not a fan of salt, not a fan of Shake Shack, unfortunately. It could have been the times that I've had it. Dry, too small. And definitely not a fan of frizzy, frolicky lettuce that comes out of your bun, and when you try to bite it, it hits your nose and it hits your cheek. I don't like that personally. Again, simplicity to me. So those two are, yeah, that's what it is. That's mine. Sorry.
Yeah. Have you ever had a burger, fast food that is different, unique, in an unusual country, unusual people? I'm going to answer you that question before you go in. Probably you think of it. I've discovered a fast food chain in Malaysia. So I went, okay, one day I had a McDonald's, the same as all the McDonald's. And then I said, this brand is famous. It's everywhere. Mm. Mary Brown's. Never heard of it before. Googled it later. It's all across, based mainly in Asia. They even have one shop here at the airport, at the Terminal 1 upper level.
Okay.
And so I thought, okay, wait, whoa, wow, very good. The chicken is, whoa, the meat is very decent. And Mary Brown is kind of a copycat of McDonald's with an Asian adaptation. So the spices, the red sauce, the intensity spiced things. And I was positively surprised of, yes, you can have a burger that is not American and enjoy it. Have you had several experiences?
It's going to be anticlimactic. The Lebanese burger, honestly, that's not American. It's a staple. And if it's done right, not mixed with lamb fat and lamb, I'm not a lamb burger type, it can be so good because fries.
So dissect it. What is a Lebanese burger?
Lebanese burger is definitely the bun, ketchup, mayo, mustard.
Bun with sesame.
Yes, sesame bun, for sure. Yes. Bun, sesame. Coleslaw, for sure, and a lot of coleslaw. Mayonnaise-ish. Fries, Funny enough, you would think crispy fries so it can hold up. It's the fries. It's the fries I told you about that sits out at 11 o'clock and the guests arrive at 6 and they're in a nice bowl and they look fantastic, but they're soggy. So those fries, and then there's a pickle, Lebanese pickle or whatnot, and you cap it.
Tomato?
Tomato, yes.
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Ketchup, mustard, mayo, yeah.
Mayonnaise, even though you have the coleslaw.
Of course, you have to add the double. And it surprisingly works.
And cheese.
Of course, the cheese without saying, but yes, let's say it. it surprisingly works. And that, for me, and I had it at that place called Hanny's. It was great. I ate two at that time, I remember. I ate one, and I ate another one, because it just works. And the best part is, you know, it's the mayonnaise is dripping here, it's here, and you love it. For me, if you're going to eat, it's supposed to be juicy, a juicy burger, and there's no juice, forget it. If it doesn't drip on you, and if you don't do anything, you say, I'll take a shower, I'll do it, I'll wipe it, no problem. So yeah, Lebanese burger for me qualifies. That's not, let's say, ethically American in a sense.
Have you had a tour of the burger places in Dubai?
I've gone to plenty, yeah.
So let's take a step back. See on the grill, we forget to remind people of who you are and what you do. Mm. So you have a shop, tell me about it. How you created your own signature burger that people know you for. What are the burgers that you sell? So answer me that so we understand and build up to the next question.
Okay.
Which is, would you taste others to understand what you have and appreciate what you have or probably evolve what you have?
Yeah.
Keep definitely. That thought. Tell me about you.
Definitely. So we've been in Dubai. I mean, my family's been in Dubai for over 23 years. And I've seen Dubai evolve from, you know, what it was and what it is today. Food-wise, cuisine, people, investment, everything. In that, I've always been around food and started to do sort of pop-ups and cater and whatnot. I've been doing that for quite a long time. Fast forward to maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, actually 4 years ago, we started doing more and more, and I was getting noticed a little bit, Instagram and whatnot, that I'm doing these kind of things. And there's a company called Cucina de Sol. I don't know if I'm sure you're familiar with them. They host and organize different events. Started going with them, partnering up with them and going to these events. And I started to introduce the Oklahoma fried onion burger, which is a smash burger, sometimes double patty, sometimes single. If it's single, it's gonna be a minimum 120, 150 grams that have the onions smashed into it. Very thin onions. You cannot do it with thick onions. It just doesn't work. Honestly, that's it. Cheese, of course. If you want, you can have your special sauce or maybe ketchup on the side with a pickle. So it's quite a purist burger when it comes to what it is. And I started doing that and getting a lot of attention on that signature burger, which it became our signature burger when I do events. I then opened up a shop, had a very good opportunity. I took it, I pitched. And I got it, I'm very happy to that. I was pitching against a lot of big players. And I opened up a unit in the American University in Dubai, AUD, Media City. I serve all the faculty and the students. It's such a blessing because two things are being done. My passion and educating myself. Who am I feeding? Who am I helping? And who am I servicing? It's the future. Those are the students of the future who are going to be running, doing whatever they need to be doing in life in Dubai, most of them, UAE, let's say. So I have a campground or a playground that I develop and maximize what I can do. We do about 50% burgers and then 50% other food. I have to do other foods because, again, you know, they're there 5 days a week, sometimes six when they're the boarders. So they do have boarding. So the people that live in the dorms, you know, I said they come three times sometimes, but like it's hard. So we have to have other varieties. So we do other things, bowls, protein bowls, burrito bowls. We do all kinds of things. But the burgers, we do a burger of the month. I did the double me cheese, double in and out, animal style. I have that. And we do like a Western crispy onions and whatnot, and barbecue sauce for those who like that. And we also have a very interesting one, which is again, the debate, do you put fruit on pizza or not, which is the Hawaiian. And funny enough, it's not even Hawaiian. It's sort of the mimic of it. They don't have, the true Hawaiian is not what people think it is, but we have it. It's called the Hawaiian, which is the grilled pineapple and teriyaki sauce. Everything you do is scratch made. Our sauce is scratch made. We do our own teriyaki sauce. We do our own burger sauce. I've been doing that for about going to be starting year two at the university.
Burgers of Dubai.
Burgers
have
of Dubai.
Have you had enough?
I can never have enough.
Did you learn from it?
I can never
Did
have
you go
Absolutely. Every day I go. Yesterday I went someplace. I learned a lot.
So whenever you hear a place opens, you go and try. Even though they might know you and say, okay, I'm coming to try.
Yeah, I try to. Because for me, it never starts, let me use my words wisely, as afraid or competition or any of that. I know what I can do. I know my capabilities. So I have no objections or any fears of going, seeing, talking or whatnot. It's all about complimenting, because in the end, I truly believe what I'm doing, especially at the school, is giving them good food fast. That's what I'm doing. The beef is fresh. The buns are high quality buns. We make our own sauces in-house. Our salads, all the sauces are done in-house, and everything is made to order. So yes, sometimes we have a line, sometimes we take 7 minutes instead of 4 minutes, but you're getting a fresh product. So this is sort of my mantra that I want them to eat. I remember myself at school, and that's why I did this. That's why I took this, honestly. It was one of the factors. I remember myself in university. Everything was fast food, everything. We didn't have a place like this. So I do specials of the day, and I do them. I wake up and do it. You might get a lasagna today that's made on the spot with fresh garlic bread, two trays. I know exactly how many there are. I know how much the portion is. When I'm done, I'm done. I'm sold out. But they have the opportunity to do this. So it's me, it was wonderful.
Project.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it could lead to other things, who knows? Bigger and better.
More to come in the next episode of Burgers Unscripted.